This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, October 26th. The sun returns on Wednesday. According to the National Weather Service, it should be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area on Wednesday with a high near 57 degrees. On Wednesday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of around 37 degrees. A mild wind will calm as the day goes on. An Independence Elementary School principal has been sanctioned by the state for violating Iowa's law on school seclusion and restraint. The mother who filed the complaint says her 6-year-old daughter was held in a seclusion room for 12 minutes, not for being violent, as the law requires for this drastic measure, but for lying on the floor and refusing to follow directions. The final order between the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners and Principal Catherine K. Reedy says Reedy has agreed to complete 15 in-person hours of ethics in education and complete a course on seclusion and restraint in education. If she fails to do either of these things in 1 year, Reedy's professional license will be suspended, the order states. Independence Superintendent Russ Ryder said in an email Tuesday that Reedy, an educator for 27 years, was not directly involved in any recent instances of seclusion, but as principal, takes responsibility for the actions of staff and students in her building. In Iowa, educators may use seclusion or restraint only to prevent an imminent threat of bodily injury, to prevent serious property damage, or when a student's actions threaten to disrupt the learning environment, according to new rules enacted in January of 2021. A teen arrested 3 weeks ago on a drunken driving charge kept driving despite a revoked license and caused a crash Monday night, killing a woman and seriously injuring another, according to police and court records. Zawadi Kristoff, 18, of Cedar Rapids, is charged with one count of homicide by vehicle, OWI, one count of serious injury by vehicle, OWI, and one count of driving under suspension, according to a criminal complaint. Around 9 p.m. Monday, Kristoff was driving west in a gray Dodge Journey in the 800 block of First Avenue West when he rear-ended a BMW Sport Utility vehicle that was also heading west. The crash caused the BMW to veer into oncoming traffic, where it was hit by a Dodge Ram driving the opposite way. A passenger in the BMW, 77-year-old Judy Hoover of Cedar Rapids, died in the crash. The driver of the BMW, 73-year-old Joanne Swanka of Marion, sustained serious injuries, including a brain bleed, skull fractures, facial fractures, several broken ribs, a collapsed lung, a spinal cord fracture, a pelvis fracture, and blood in her abdomen. Swanka was transported to University of Iowa hospitals and clinics for treatment. Kristoff had his first appearance on the charges in court Tuesday and is being held in Linn County Correctional Center on a $100,000 cash-only bail. In new international university rankings out Tuesday, comparing an expanding number of research institutions and their scholarly impact across multiple disciplines, both of Iowa's ranked universities continued to lose ground, with Iowa State University sliding 26 spots. The University of Iowa fell 6 spots to number 180, compared to last year's number 174, 27 spots below its 2018 ranking of 153, according to the U.S. News & World Report list, which is in its 9th year. ISU's 26-spot drop in the same year it left the prestigious, research-focused Association of American Universities took it from number 237 to number 263. To rank universities on a global level, U.S. News used feedback from reputational surveys aggregated from 2018 to 2022 and weighted alongside papers published from 2016 to 2020. And citations to those papers through June of 2022.